हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो दिस प्लेस इन स्क्रिप्चर्स इज कॉल्ड एज श्री मूलिका क्षेत्र श्री मूलिका क्षेत्र इज एस्टैब्लिश्ड एट द बैंक्स ऑफ रिवर शंभवी वन ऑफ द वेरी होली रिवर्स एंड दिस प्लेस वॉज सो ब्यूटिफुल and so much filled with wealth and prosperity and opulence that one time in Ramayan time when Hanumanji was flying in the sky in search of Sita or when he was actually coming back from Himalayas with Sanjeevani. So by mistake he got down over here and he thought that this is Lanka. But then he saw that there are human beings here, no demons are there. So he understood that this is not the Lanka actually. So he named it as Valalanka. Valalanka means inner Lanka, Antar Lanka. And also when Ravan one time was coming from his various excursions, wars or whatever, misdeeds, when he was coming, he also got down once mistaking at Lanka. Because he saw it so opulent and so beautiful. So one village called Padupanamburu, he established one Lakshmi temple and Lord Shiva temple. Lord Ravana, Ravana himself. Yeah, Ravana was devotee of Lord Shiva. So he established Lord Shiva, Shivalinga, temple of Lord Shiva and one Lakshmi temple in one village which is 12 kilometers from here, which is called as Padupanamburu. Padupanamburu. So in the first place, maybe 1,000 years ago, there were Jain kings over here. And at that time, Portuguese people invaded Goa. So most originally, if you ask the history of history, then the Gauda Saraswat Brahmins, they were all residing in Goa. That is why today also, if you find out, our Kola Devasthan are all in Goa. Majority of them are in Goa. Like you say, Damodara, Mangeshi, Lakshmi, Mahalakshmi, or you name them. So all those Kula Devasthan is all in Goa. But when Portuguese attacked these Saraswat Brahmins, they ran away from there to south direction. So one of the Brahmin called Vittal Bhatta, he also left Goa due to foreign invasion. And he came to this place. And there was a Jain king called Vishwanath, King Vishwanath. And he did not have son. So he met this Brahmin and he requested him to bless him. So the Brahmin did some rituals and gave him some mantras and did Agnihotras and as per horoscopes did some rituals, and by his arrangement the king got son. So king was very happy, very pleased. So he requested, why don't you come and settle down only here, as you are only traveling from this place, I will request you to settle down here. I'll give you a house, land, cows, everything. So then Vittal Bhatta settled down here, but his guru had awarded him a deity of Vittala, Lord Vittala. And that's how he said, I have Lord Vittala here, so I'll make a temple for him. So King Vishwanath made a first small temple here. And the Lord Vittal, which I showed you, Vittal Rakumai, it was established here. So Vittala temple is the most ancient temple. As I told you, many unique features of this temple, one of the unique features of this temple, all the deities who are there here, have come from outside. None of them was revealed over here. The story for every deity. Now I told the story of Vittala. Vittala came from Goa with Vittal Bhatta. In 1569, the Ugra Nrisinga deity came, which I'll tell you in details little later. Then after 1569, when Ugra Nrisinga deity was established over here, at that time the then king, who was that time the king, invited four families of Gowda Saraswata Brahmins from Bhatkal. You hear a station here? Yeah. Bhatkal. Bhatkal was supposed to be a very culturally and devotionally rich place, held by Brahmins, and known for their devotional fervor and their meticulousness in deity worship. So four families were invited by the king of this place from Bhatkal to uplift the standards of deity worship. So one of them brought another Vitthal Murti, which is also there. Then 250 years ago, in 1774, Madhavendra Tirtha Swami, in the lineage of Rajendra Tirtha, that Swamiji brought Bindu Madhava and Kala Bhairava from Kashi. Now, our original matha of our samaj is in Kashi. So, we are basically known people from Kashi matha. If you are generally referred as people from Kashi matha. And then this Kashi matha is established in many places. One Kashi matha is in Valkeshwar also, where Ban Ganga is. So, this Kashi matha there also. So, it's like Pejavar matha is mainly in Pejavara, but Pejavar matha like that is established in Santa Cruz, in Nerial also, like that. So, yes, Kashi matha. So it's like connected with Kashi matha basically. And this Swamiji is from our matha. The current Goswamiji is the eldest one now, elder one, and the young one is the next akin in following. So Bindu Madhava, the ancient history of Bindu Madhava is he is the ancient temple of Kashi. It is said that this Madhava actually took form of Mohini and distributed Amrut to demigods. So at that time, one drop of Amruta was stuck to his hand and he was established by devotees in Kashi. So his name was Bindu Madhava. And that Bindu Madhava, along with the associate Kala Bhairava, was brought from Kashi by Madhavendra Tirtha Swamiji here as Utsava Murti. So whenever you have palanquin or chariot festival or whatever festival, Bindu Madhav comes out as the Utsav Murti of the other two deities, mainly Venkat Ramana. Huh? Now I will tell you the story of Venkat Ramana. Same Mohini Murti. Yes. So the Lord Vishnu, who is the husband of Lakshmi, that is Madhava, who took form of Mohini. So that in that mood, that Murti of Madhava was established in Kashi. The famous Kashi temple of Bindu Madhava is now also there, but original Murti has been brought here and Pratibha Murti is there. Okay? So now what happened is, a very unique thing happened about Venkat Ramana, how Venkat Ramana came here. Vijayanagar king attacked Karkala one time. So when the attack was happening, the Brahmins came to know that our Venkat Ramana is, they are going to mostly attack and everything. So the Brahmins took Venkat Ramana and ran from Karkala to Mulki. And here they came and put the deity of Venkat Ramana in a well, just for protection. And they hid themselves over here till the war got over. After a long time, the war got over and Karkala king again settled down himself. Everybody was happy and peaceful. So news came to Mulki, to these Brahmanas who were coming from there. So they decided to go back now and put their murti back again in the temple. And they had put that murti in a big trunk. So easy to identify, no? A trunk is very easy. But when they dived again in the well, they never found a trunk. They searched again and again, but they never found the trunk. So they were upset. They thought that we lost our murti. So very sad, they went back to Karkala. Very soon after they left, Mulki Brahmins searched in the well and they immediately got the deity. And when they got the deity, the news immediately went to Karkala that they found Venkat Ramana. So they came running back to take the Venkat Ramana. But the Mulki Brahmanas and Karkala Brahmanas, their argument, see, when you searched for such a long time, you never found it. So we have found it, so now it is our property. And they kept on arguing back and forth, and everybody was, both of them were right. So then the Lord Venkat Ramana appeared in the dream of Karkala and Mulki Brahmins. And he told them that I want to reside in Mulki only. And he told Karkala Brahmins in the dream that one sadhu will come in Karkala and will gift you another deity of Venkatramana that you establish over there. So because they were surrendered devotee of the Lord, they accepted the Lord's instruction, although in the dream. As I told you there, if you get a unfavorable instruction, still you accept it because you surrendered. You have faith in the Lord. So like that, Lord gave version, instruction against the desire of Karkala Brahmins. But still Karkala Brahmins immediately accepted because their attachment was not to themselves, but to Lord's service. And the Lord himself is happy to stay in Mulki. We are also happy in the same thing. So they accepted and they went happily back to Karkala. As soon as they reached Karkala, one sadhu came and gifted them the same looking deity of Venkatramana. So what you today, I told you the connection between Karkala temple. So what you see today in Karkala temple is that deity which was gifted by sadhu to Karkala Brahmins. And the Karkala Venkatramana is residing over here. You got the connection now?
Yeah.
So this temple mainly is famous for Ugra Narsingha. Although Venkatramana is there, Bindu Madhava is there as a Utsav Murti, and Kala Bhairava came. When 1774, when Kala Bhairava came and Bindu Madhava came, the Rath Yatra began. Because except Jagannath Puri, nowhere in the world, original deities, they never come out of temple. Always Utsav Murti comes out for Rath Yatra in public. So till the time Utsav Murti had not come here, there was no Rath Yatra. But as soon as Bindu Madhava arrived here, by the mercy of Madhavendra Tirtha Maharaj, Rath Yatra and all the other festivals outside the temple began. And that is the first time Kala Bhairava appeared in the person of Paf Nayak family. And then onwards, the Darshana ceremony started. So in this temple, Wednesday and Saturday mornings, Darshan is there. Very ancient, 800 years back tradition. Where first time when Madhavendra Tirtha Swamiji brought Kala Bhairava with him, at that time only, first time he appeared in the family member. And then onwards, in Darshan only he told that I will be now regularly appearing and helping you out. So it was like that. So now the very important story of Ugra Narsingha. Now, there was one Swamiji in the lineage after Rajan Tirtha, is Vijayendra Tirtha. Vijayendra Tirtha. And this Swamiji was traveling in South India, in Kerala.